Well, I see it quite clearly. We are working hard, and you know, it's already late night. And, there are many people all across this state continuing to work. I think it's going to be clear that we make sure that we're doing everything we can on the ground, make sure we're covering the polls, make sure we're educating people, attending our events, doing everything we can do in that regards, and making sure our ads are out there and executing everything we can do to inform people about this critical issue.
Now, the poll results show, it depends on which poll you ask. Some show a majority are in favor, some show it splits. How do you explain the poll results?
Well, you know, that's fine. I think what the polls really show is that it's going to be a real tight race and that we cannot allow, you know, to just sit back, relax and say whatever may happen. I think what we got to understand is everybody has to get out to the polls. Everybody has to vote. Everybody has to make sure that their vote, understand that their vote can make a big difference on this issue. And people from all across the state, from the western parts of Maryland all the way down to the lower eastern shore, they got to understand that question six redefines marriage and they need to vote against question six.
Earlier this week, the National NAACP came out and they held a news conference saying they support question six. Your reaction to that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the people that I've talked to in the state of Maryland and many people that are part of NAACP and even have leadership positions are vehemently opposed to this position that they're taking. Unfortunately, we see that there's a money trail that's following this issue and understand, you know, Ben Jealous's own brother is dealing with this issue. And while I understand that, we can love our gay and lesbian friends and family and colleagues, but we do not have to redefine marriage. And that's what we consistently say. And I think the NAACP is a bit wrong in the way that they've gone about this.
Given that there are seven statewide ballot questions, constitutional amendments facing voters, do you find it's tough to get your message out? Do you find people are confused?
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, you know, question seven has spent over $45 million, I believe, right now. And they have crowded the marketplace with their message. And then you also have in the Washington market, you have a vehement presidential election taking place because we get the spillover from Virginia.
Yeah.
And so that has crowded the market, no question about it. And that's why we have to be more aggressive about getting our word out, making sure that we get time on the air, and letting people know that we're out there.
I was going to say, because there's, I mean, at least for the folks in PG County and Montgomery County, you get the Virginia ads. Also, I mean, you can't turn on your TV and not see a question seven ad. Do you find that your issue gets crowded out, people get confused, that sort of thing?
Well, that's a great question. I don't think we get completely crowded out because I do believe that people understand question six. I mean, mm-hmm. You go around the state and all of our polling indicates 89% of the people know about this issue. And you go around the state, people know that question six is out there. I think the issue is, okay, how do I vote? Make sure I get the clear message of which way to vote and get as much information as I can on it. That's what people want to know. And that's the hard part of all of these ads flooding the market and getting a little bit squashed in that.
The fact that the DREAM Act's also on the ballot, question four, I mean, and there's some, for those who support those issues, they're trying to link the two campaigns. Does the fact that that issue's on the ballot, does that help your cause, hurt your cause? I mean, many of the people who might oppose the DREAM Act might also oppose question six.
Well, I mean, yeah, but we got people on both sides of the DREAM Act, sure. Quite honestly, and so we haven't taken any official position with the DREAM Act whatsoever. We understand that, and our deal is, we are a coalition. Mm-hmm. We are a diverse group in many different facets. And matter of fact, people can vote for whatever president they want to vote for, but mm-hmm. vote against question six. They don't have to redefine marriage to do it. And, you know, on question four, question five, even question seven, I mean, you know, and understanding that, you know, we understand a lot of people probably are more with us on question seven than I would say on the four. And, mm-hmm. You know, at the same time, we haven't taken an official position on that either. And just, you know, I know what mine is personally, but from a coalition standpoint, we just keep saying the same thing. Vote against six.